the Firebolt. This state-of-the-art racing broom sports a streamlined, superfine handle of ash, treated with a diamond-hard polish and hand-numbered with its own registration number. Each individually selected birch twig in the broom tail has been honed to aerodynamic perfection, giving the Firebolt unsurpassable balance and pinpoint precision. The Firebolt has an acceleration of 150 miles an hour in 10 seconds and incorporates an unbreakable braking charm. Price on request. Harry! Did you really blow up your aunt, Harry? I didn't mean to. I just lost control. It's not funny, Ron. Honestly, I'm amazed Harry wasn't expelled. So am I. Forget expelled. I thought I was going to be arrested. Your dad doesn't know why Fudge let me off, does he? Probably because it's you, isn't it? Famous Harry Potter and all that. I'd hate to see what the ministry would do to me if I blew up an aunt. Mind you, they'd have to dig me up first because Mum would have killed me. Anyway, you can ask Dad yourself this evening. We're staying at the Leaky Cauldron tonight, too. So you can come to King's Cross with us tomorrow. Excellent. So, have you got all your new books and stuff? Brand new wand, 14 inches, willow, containing one unicorn tail hair. And we've got all our books? What about those monster books, eh? The assistant nearly cried when we said we wanted two. It's my rat. He's been a bit off colour ever since I brought him back from Egypt. Bang him on the counter. How old is this rat? Dunno. Quite old. He used to belong to my brother. He's been through the mill, this one. He was like that when Percy gave him to me. An ordinary common or garden rat like this can't be expected to live longer than 3 years or so. Well, if you don't want a replacement, you can try this rat tonic. Okay. No sense not to tell him. Harry's got a right to know. I've tried to tell Fudge, but he insists on treating Harry like a child. He's 13 years old and, Arthur, the truth would terrify him. Do you really want to send Harry back to school with that hanging over him? For heaven's sake, he's happy not knowing.
I don't want to make him miserable. I want to put him on his guard. You know what Harry and Ron are like, wandering off by themselves. They've ended up in the Forbidden Forest twice. But Harry mustn't do that this year. When I think what could have happened to him that night he ran away from home. If the night bus hadn't picked him up, I'm prepared to bet he would have been dead before the ministry found him.
But he's not dead. He's fine. So what's the point?
Molly, they say Sirius Black's mad. And maybe he is. But he was clever enough to escape from Azkaban. And that's supposed to be impossible. It's been 3 weeks, and no one's seen hide nor hair of him, and I don't care what Fudge keeps telling the Daily Prophet. We're no nearer catching Black than inventing self-spelling wands. The only thing we know for sure is what Black's after.
But Harry will be perfectly safe at Hogwarts.
We thought Azkaban was perfectly safe. If Black can break out of Azkaban, he can break into Hogwarts.
But no one's really sure that Black's after Harry.
Molly, how many times do I have to tell you? They didn't report it in the press because Fudge wanted it kept quiet. But Fudge went out to Azkaban the night Black escaped. The guards told Fudge that Black's been talking in his sleep for a while now. Always the same words. He's at Hogwarts. He's at Hogwarts. Black is deranged, Molly, and he wants Harry dead. If you ask me, he thinks murdering Harry will bring you-know-who back to power. Black lost everything the night Harry stopped you-know-who, and he's had 12 years alone in Azkaban to brood on that.
Well, Arthur, you must do what you think is right, but you're forgetting Albus Dumbledore. I don't think anything could hurt Harry at Hogwarts while Dumbledore's headmaster. I suppose he knows about all this.
Of course he knows. We had to ask him if he minds the Azkaban guards stationing themselves around the entrances to the school grounds. He wasn't happy about it, but he agreed.
Not happy? Why shouldn't he be happy if they're there to catch Black?
Dumbledore isn't fond of the Azkaban guards. Nor am I, if it comes to that. But when you're dealing with a wizard like Black, you sometimes have to join forces with those you'd rather avoid. If they save Harry, then I will never say another word against them. I'm not going to be murdered.